So I'm here with Kate Vitasek, who is the author of a book called Vested Outsourcing, Five Rules That Will Transform Outsourcing. Kate, welcome.
Well, thank you, David.
We've spoken already today about how outsourcing is potentially broken and how many large organisations aren't really taking advantage of an outsourcing agreement in the way they perhaps could. Could you just perhaps tell us, you know, briefly what lies at the heart of the problem between companies and their suppliers?
Well, the business model itself is actually fundamentally flawed. So we say partnership, but we don't contract for partnership. And when we do that, we get what we pay for. Stephen Levitt, author of Freakonomics, says, morality is what we should do, economics is what we do. Well, that's exactly what's happening in today's outsourcing agreements, is we've structured deals where the service providers are meeting the service levels in the statement of work that are outlined in their agreements, but they're not bringing innovation because we're not contracting for innovation. And in our research, we identify 10 common ailments of today's outsourcing business model. And we name each of them. They're kind of interesting. I'll toss out two just for information. The one that I particularly like is the outsourcing paradox. And this is where we outsource to the experts, and then we tell them exactly how to do things through a detailed statement of work. Another common ailment is the activity trap. And the activity trap happens when we pay a service provider for activities, and there's absolutely no incentive for that service provider to improve the process, eliminate non-value activities, and bring innovation above and beyond those activities that they're contracted for.
Okay, and as I said, the book is, you know, it's five rules that will transform outsourcing. So maybe you could just talk us through briefly those five rules.
Great. So rule number one is to have an outcome-based versus a transaction-based business model. We need to really contract for the results and the desired outcomes we're trying to achieve and not fall into that activity trap. Rule number two is to focus on the what and not the how. This gets to the heart of the outsourcing paradox. We want to rely on those service providers who are our experts to bring innovation to tell us how we should be solving our business problem versus micromanaging them. Rule number three is to have clearly defined and measurable desired outcomes. If I'm going to contract on the outcomes, I better be very clear on how to define success, because I'm going to have to pay for success now, not for the activities. That leads straight into rule four, which is to have a pricing model that has incentives that encourage those suppliers to solve our business problems versus just do these day-to-day activities that we're contracting for. So I like to use it, say the term a trade-up. Most of the business today, we usually go to market and think of a trade-off. It's easy to lower cost if you decrease your service, or it's easy to increase your service if you pay more money. The hard problems are in solving for those trade-ups. So the last rule, rule number five, then, is to have a governance structure based on insight versus oversight. We need to get out of that micromanagement philosophy and eliminate duplication of effort and really drive the business to solve our business problems versus managing activities.
Okay, good stuff. And we'll keep this one short, but you're going to be contributing to the magazine in the future. We've just done a video today, so lots more information out there. Your book's available as well. So lots and lots of good stuff for CPOs to get involved with out there.
Absolutely. And for anyone interested, we encourage you to come to our classes at the University of Tennessee.
Okay, good stuff. Well, Kate, thanks very much.
Thank you.